WJC.
For WWC Mobile. On all frequencies, this is KO4WWC.
Chandler, 1040JC. Stepped away from the, dropped my call. I stepped away from radio for a second. I heard you on.
To that. How you doing today, sir?
Had plenty humid outside this morning.
It really is.
You using a mobile now or a handheld?
Using the mobile at the moment.
Audio sounds really good on it. I'm only running about 5 watts here, but I was on D-Star a little bit earlier, so I only run about a watt into my, less than a watt into my hot spots. So I turn my power up just a little bit, not much.
What are you using?
Micom 705. It's a hall band multi-mode D-Star. It's a 10-watt rig. It don't run as 10 watts. It's got an internal battery, and you can power it from an external battery, too. It weighs about 2 pounds, maybe.
That doesn't sound like a bad deal.
It's like gold, though. They're expensive.
Matt, I'm studying for my general. Got to get a calculator to be able to continue the classes because I need a certain calculator. But once I get my general, I'm looking at possibly getting an ICOM 7100.
It's good mobile radio, too. It's really it's a bargain right now, too. It's D-Star, too, so you can run it through a hot spot. You're probably not close enough to a D-Star repeater to get directly into a repeater either. You might be. But a lot of guys who drive trucks run 7100s. It's a real popular radio. They run them with, open spot threes, run them hot spots and run them for HF, too.
And last night, I registered for a Bridgecom Plus membership, and I also got the SkyBridge Plus package. I got a mobile hotspot, and I got a hotspot with a E-toned 878 EZ2 Plus. And I got some extra accessories for free. And I'm going to pay $191 for $1.8. Payments, and it was 0% interest, and then that thing will be fully mine. But I got a new DMR radio coming.
I enjoy that. That 878 is a good radio. I don't do DMR. I don't cross mode. I can cross mode on the FZ Fusion, but I don't get on DMR. I'm using D-Star. It's a little easier for me to negotiate. Plus, I don't have to get through all the hurdles of programming. I think you'll be happy with it, especially happy once you get your affordable hotspot. That's a lot of fun when you don't have to worry about being able to hear the repeater close by.
I'm going to be honest, Richard KA3JCA, he's the one who got me into wanting to get that radio and that hotspot and that membership. And with that membership, you get 3 access to classes that teach you how to use the radio and the hotspot. So, and, all the stuff you get to learn how to program it and everything is going to be nice.
It's a complicated program. It's similar to programming a commercial radio, but those folks, they do a good job of it. It's a lot of guys, learn how to do it themselves. And it's, I think once you get the hang of it, it's not that difficult. When you get started at it, it's so much different than anything else. People in program levels are, I think they could fall right into it pretty well in any DMR commercial stuff, too. But I never got interested in it. There's a lot of activity on it. It's a real popular mode, and a lot of people use them. The E-tone radios, the 878 is probably one of the better ones out there. About a long shot, it's more dear one. Got a good screen on it, too. But, I think you'll be real happy with it. It's a different environment than using repeaters there, because you know, sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes the top groups are so busy, you have to wait to get linked into them. A lot of them, it may be 1,000 people listening to you, so it's not like a repeater where you may have 100 people listening at one time at that meeting.
Well, yeah, definitely. And I'm just going to ask, could you ever use T25? Have you ever used P25 software?
I've got P25 in the hotspot though, but I don't. You know, I can link to P25. There's just not that many repeaters around, amateur repeaters, and the other P25 stuff requires an AES, you know, encrypted key, and I don't have anything like that. Plus, as soon as you try to affiliate the radio on a top group, this public service top group, they'll hunt you down and get you. So you can listen, but you can't transmit.
Well, that was kind of my idea to listen. If I could get P25 on there, I could listen to a lot of the local law enforcement agencies, different businesses, stuff like that.
The only thing different about that is most everything is trunk, so it's kind of hard to follow it without a trunk, and I don't know how the 8-7 people operate. You know, it's pretty complex, so somebody else might be able to tell you whether or not, you know, the radio will do that or not. I don't know, but I think you can do single channel with it, talk groups, but the other stuff, and yet, whoever you talk to about setting it up, you know, needs to know what they're doing, because, you know, if you try to talk on it or affiliate with it, they'll come get you, and they can find you, too. They can break it, and break the radio in a heartbeat. But I think it's just mainly for Motorola stuff, that, you know, where people are doing that. Anyway, I got to jump out of here. I thought I'd say hello to you, and hope you have a good afternoon. They're cutting a few trees down next door, and out the door, and I need to go outside, see what they're doing. Talk to you later, Jana. Have a good afternoon. N4DJ Sickler.
Pleasure talking to you, and thank you for the key, sir. K-O-4-W-W Sickler.
For ZEW, comment, if you're still there.
Go ahead.
I'm on T25 myself, and actually not only is it trunked, but it is encrypted. With like DESXL is the encryption, so even if you could get onto one of the trunking lines, you're not going to hear anything without the decryption key.
Now, I know there's a Bearcat scanner on the slot net right now. I listened to the recording of the slot net last night. I know that does T25, phase 2, and phase 3. If I was to get the decryption keys and just listen, there's nothing illegal about that, is there?
I'm not sure. If it's encrypted, it might be, if you're decrypting the transmissions, but if it's not encrypted, there's no problem listening.
After that, well, let me just say this, and I'll be kind of, I don't know, but I might want to find somebody that knows their stuff, because I would like listening to the local agencies and stuff, not to do anything bad, just because I want to know what's going on around me.
You could try giving a listen to 450.460. That is they got a backup dispatcher on that out of Pickens, but do not transmit, even though it's 70 centimeter.
I'll make sure not to transmit. Well, is there anything else you want to add, or am I clear to secure my station for a while?
Running my mouth waiting the guy to respond to an email right now. I do have a Bearcat 355, but it's an analog, not a digital. It does over 800 megahertz, but all I hear is noise. So I don't know what Bearcat will swap at, but you're probably not going to get Palmetto 800 off of it.
Bearcat 996.
Have to look that one up. 996, BCD 996T is a digital scanner. It may, I don't know, I haven't like read into it. It may have P25, but it's not going to have the decryption keys you need. Those are proprietary.
Well, let me jump off here. I'm at the house. They shut us down early today because one of the trucks, the company was flagging fuller, had some safety issues. I kind of want to get in the house and take a look at this DNR stuff and see what I can do with it.
Looking off. Sad that you don't get the hours in, but yeah. Have fun with that. I'm going to try and be off and on this afternoon. I'm working from home today, so have a good time. Drop in if you want to. KO4ZEW, I'll be monitoring.
73, and thank you again for your help with the general manual.